Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at the NAFCD meeting in New Orleans, and I'm with Hoy Lanning, the CEO of Hanes. Hoy, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Thanks for asking.
It's been too long since we've talked. A lot of water's run over the dam. You're working for a company that's been around for 145 years. You got there because in January of 2014, Hanes bought CMH, and you were an executive there. And you started with them back in 91. You've been in this business a long time, and everybody thought you were going to retire a few years ago. And now you're running Hanes, and there's been a lot of change going on. But before we get into that, how's business today?
You know, Kemp, I would say business is good today. It's not growing the way we intended for it to grow this year. I think if you look at the new construction business and the property management business, it's growing at a huge pace. When you look at the retail side of the business, not so much.
So we've had a soft year this year, and as many people I've interviewed have said, it's been kind of a head-scratcher because the economy's doing so well. Why is it that flooring's not doing as well?
I think in a lot of cases, flooring is related to how the consumer feels. When you look at all your stock investments, we're all seeing a positive there. But when we look at how the world looks with tariffs, with duties, with the presidential election coming up and all the comments with that, there's some skepticism there. So I think because of that, some people are holding off buying big ticket items.
Or deferable purchase items.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Another thing I'd like to point out is you won last year the Lifetime Achievement Award here at this meeting, actually a year ago. And many people would say you're probably the friendliest guy in the business.
I was very flattered to have received the Lifetime Achievement Award. I'm very familiar with all the candidates that had won that in the past and very impressed with all those guys, so I'm very flattered to have been in that group.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations on that. So let's talk about Hanes. You know, as we've tracked some of the stories we run on Floor Daily, it was back in February that it was announced that Belknap White was taking controlling interest of Hanes, and that's the Mancini family who made a lot of their money in the beverage business. So talk about what transpired there.
So the Mancini family had actually been involved with Hanes back in 2017. They came in and Ray Mancini joined the J.J. Hanes board and owned a minority position in that company. In February of 2019, they purchased a controlling interest in Hanes. With Hanes saying we're a 145-year-old company, they're good and bad things come with a 145-year-old company. Sometimes with a 145-year-old company, you're not investing sometimes back in a business over time. And we've been very blessed and fortunate that the Mancini family do want to invest in business and have been very successful in the beverage business, but they've also been very successful for 30-plus years in the flooring business. And they are a family-run business, but they very much have their hand on the pulse and their eyes on the numbers. And so they've been a great asset to Hanes. Everybody on the board today has been in the flooring business except for an attorney. So we're fortunate to have a lot of experience today there.
So that gives you the necessary cash to make some of the changes you need to make. But why not just one company? Why keep two separate companies?
Well, I think what a lot of us find with distribution is we have different lines that we have different geography with them. In some parts of the world, as we heard this morning with Alan Beaulieu, he talked about the South is very much a growing population and the world may be different there. So today we have that separation. There are things that we are doing that we do use each other for. On the financial side, we're running both companies together, although keep numbers separately, but have the leadership there. And we do share some inventory when we have like products, which is very positive for us and to help us turn our inventory and maximize that asset.
So Dun Raspberry from the stage yesterday talked about the fact that this is very turbulent times for the distribution business. Do you share that sentiment?
Well, I think that the distribution business and all of flooring business has changed tremendously. When I got in this business in 1978, carpet and vinyl, that was the business, and it's changed. And I think in the last few years, we've seen a rise in the growth of Lowe's, Home Depot, Floor & Decor. You've got the shop at home people like 50 Floors and Empire Today and all those guys. So, you know, they're making a difference. The internet. You know, we're listening to this talk from the speaker in here about we better shape our business for the millennials. All that's changing our world, and we've got to adapt and figure out how to change with that. So I think as distributors, we're not always thinking that way. We've in the past depended on all of our manufacturers to make those decisions for us, and this day and time, we're having to get more involved in that.
Actually, you used to be just another layer between the people who made it and the people who bought it.
Right.
And now you've become your own importer with your own private labels and almost and somewhat a competitor to some of the producers in this country, right?
Well, I would tell you that the flooring business has changed tremendously. Yeah. You know, if you look back years ago, I had this conversation with a supplier of ours. They asked me, who is my biggest competitor? And I said, it's you.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that some of our brands feel that way with us and the other way. But in today's world, we have people that are making product for us that we compete with. They're a supplier. And in some cases, the factories do own some brick and mortar buildings, especially in the commercial business, and their customers. So it is incestuous today, the place that we're at, but I do think that we're all learning to go through this together, and I think that most distributors, and I know we do, very much value the brands that we sell, but we also have to have a Hanes brand to live in that part of the world.
Well, let's talk about one of the big brands that Hanes has been associated with for the longest time, and that's Armstrong. I mean, that's been for the many years you do research, you find out, you know, that's one of the leading unaided brands, and they no longer have a wood business. They're purely resilient, and much of their focus now is on the commercial side of the business. So that's a brand. Will that continue to be important to Hanes?
That'll absolutely be important to Hanes for our future. You know, if you look at Armstrong, there's no question they're our number one supplier. They would say they're a specialist in resilient today. So is that bad? I don't necessarily think so. You know, I've been selling Armstrong since 1978, so I'm very familiar with it. Some years I didn't. The world certainly changed for them too. In 1978, the brand was known by 95% of the United States consumers, and it's always been a big brand. I think brands have changed, though.
All right, last question. Are we going to see any big changes at Hanes in the near future?
I think you'll see a Hanes that'll look very familiar to an old Hanes. I think you'll see that our service will continue to improve and get better. I think you'll see that our sales will continue to grow and our people will continue to thrive. I think it's been a long process the last couple of years for us to move in that direction, but we definitely have had a plan, and you'll see good things out of J.J. Hanes.
All right, great, Hoy. Thanks for spending time with us. Again, been talking to Hoy Lanning, the CEO of Hanes, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.